弟兄姐妹早，今天很高兴又跟大家可以一起来分享神的话。
Very happy that we can share God's words with you this morning.
我真是在神面前祷告，今天在一起所听到神的话，不是听到我讲话，只是要听神他在跟我们讲话。
I've been praying that whatever I said is coming from the Lord, not from me.
你今天没有看到，不是看到我们，今天是看到神。
And it's not going to see the person, it's that we see the Lord.
所以我想今天我还是继续用这个诗篇上次用第三篇跟大家分享，今天就接着第四篇。
Last time I share with you is Psalm chapter 3. Today we're going to look at chapter 4.
我很喜欢用这个诗篇哈。
I really like Psalms.
因为在诗篇里面可以让我们学习大卫他在对神的祷告。
And through Psalms that we can learn how David prayed to God.
今天你不要看这个大卫，他是好像是做王的啊，他今天神都帮他安排了全部的事情。
And you don't think the David was just a king that God has arranged everything for him.
但是你看这个撒母耳记的时候，你就看到他今天不但有犯罪，而且他今天又在那边在那个逃命。
And in the Samuel, so you can see, beside that he had committed many sins, he also ran away and to try to escape his enemies.
我想大概就是像刚才那个第一首诗歌哈，每次当我感谢的时候，神就开始做工。
And very often, just like the first song we sing this morning, every time that we give the praise, God starts to work.
我们做基督徒，你想要做一个只是礼拜天来崇拜的基督徒呢，还是在你生活上面都有赞美，然后也有认罪，然后经历神他在你身上的工作。
Do you just want to be a Sunday Christian, or do you want to be someone who experienced God that can praise and give thanks to the Lord?
上次的第三篇的时候，第三篇的时候我们就看到大卫那个时候他的儿子为了要夺王位，要杀他。
And in chapter 3 that we see his son, David's son, try to kill him, try to get his kingdom.
所以他那个时候他这个儿子他就是这个亚沙龙，他就是在这个城里面跟大家讲说，哎，我的父亲啊没有太忙了，所以你们的 case 你们有任何的事情就到我这边来，我就帮你们处理。
Absalom was telling his people, say, my father the king is too busy, if you have anything that matter that need to be taken care, come to me.
所以在那个时候呢，这圣经就讲说他们都得到了这个百姓的心。
And so he won people's heart.
哇，然后完了以后他得到百姓的心以后，他就说 OK, 大家去跟大家讲说亚沙龙做王了，亚沙龙做王了。
And then he was sure that Aslan became the king.
哇，这个时候这个大卫马上就从这个皇宫里面这个耶路撒冷就逃出来了。
And so the David that as a king had to escape.
他今天逃的时候连鞋子都来不及穿，就跑掉了。
He did not even get a chance to even wear his shoes.
然后当他在路上的时候，有四美，有另外有一个人呢，就在你们拿石头打他。
And on the road that there's someone who tried to use a stone to kill him.
然后在那边咒诅他说啊，这个是神给你的这个惩罚。
And curse him and say this is the punishment from the God.
哇，在这个时候，那个大卫的旁边还有几个将军，因为他很多的将军那个时候也都跑掉了，又跑去跟从这个亚撒龙去了。
And so the his generals are with David at the time.
所以在这个时候呢，那个他的将军说。哎，让我去把这个人的头给杀了。
And so let me behead this person who tried to curse you.
但是你看到这个大卫，他说不要，不要，不要杀他，因为可能这是神叫他来跟我讲。
And so the David said, "No, do not kill him, because this is maybe coming. Whatever he said, maybe coming from the Lord."
常常有的时候我们想要控制我们的环境哈。
Very often we want to control our environment.
但是我们有没有看到今天的环境是神他今天？我想这个就是大卫的心，他看到环境是神所安排的。
And the David have saw that the environment, the circumstance is being planned by God.
所以今天当我们这个看这个然后在这个第三章的时候，我们就上次我们谈的就是说，然后大卫他在这个在逃亡的时候，他在早上他就写了这首诗歌，他就说：“耶和华是我四围的盾牌，是我的荣耀，是叫我抬起头的。”
And so when he was running away, and David can still write Psalms, said, he's the one, give me the glory, and I can lift my head up.
然后今天第四章是大卫他晚上睡觉的祷告。
And so the chapter 3 was written in the morning. Chapter 4 is written at night. That's his prayer.
所以在这个虽然在这个圣经里面没有讲说是是不是这二第二第三章跟第四章是连续的。
Even the Bible did not say there are 3 and 4 are connected to each other.
有的人呢、啊，因为就在他这个里面，他曾经讲说，哦，你所给我的比这个五谷跟新酒更好，所以有人就想到几章以后那个以色列人那以色列人他们有三年的这个famine 这个饥荒。
And so a lot of people will connect them together because a few chapters later talk about 3 years of famine.
但是我自己看了以后，我觉得还是跟第三章是有关系的。
But I still feel the chapter 4 is connected to chapter 3.
因为他这个里面呢，他也讲到不同人对他的议论。
Because it talks about what people who actually talk about David.
对吧？在第三章第二节，他说他说啊，你他说这个你得不到神的帮助。
And so the chapter 3, verse 2, talk about he wasn't able to get help from people.
在第四章的第六节，他那边讲，他说，他们这个讥笑他的人说，嘿，你有什么good？你有谁会帮助你？
And so in the 4th, talk about who's going to deliver you.
然后在这个然后在诗篇第三篇的第六节，他就说。虽然这个万国万民这个很多的周围啊百姓都来攻击我，但我不怕。
And talk about 3:6, talk about thousands of people drawn up against David, but he was not afraid.
然后在第四章第八节，哇，今天这些环境是这样子，神让我安然居住。
But in chapter 4:8, talk about make me dwell in safety.
所以在那个第三篇的时候，他也提过，耶和华是我的荣耀。
And so the chapter 3, verse 3, talk about you bestow glory on me.
然后第四篇的时候，他也讲说，你们把我的荣耀或者尊荣要变成羞辱到几时呢？
And the chapter 4, verse 2, talk about will you turn my glory to shame?
所以在这个全部的这个经文里面，你去看起来，我相信他这个是早上，那个第三篇是早上的一个祷告，第四篇是一个晚上的祷告。
So when you compare to the chapter 3, talk is a morning prayer, chapter 4 is a night prayer.
Yeah, 我们那个有没有下面一章 ？Okay, yeah, 所以它这个是一个晚上的祷告哈。
And talk about an evening prayer.
所以这个晚上的祷告让我们学学哈。我们今天我想很多人大家晚上睡觉的时候都也有祷告。
And very often people pray before they go to bed.
我们今天祷告的时候是什么个祷告法
？How do we pray to the Lord？
我们今天看看这个大卫他是怎么祷告
？And so let's look at how David pray。
哇，今天在这个大卫他在这个祷告的时候，他跟我们的祷告好像是有点不太一样哈。
His prayers are very different than our prayers。
真的，有的时候我们在晚上的祷告，我们也是。me me 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 me
and even at night when we pray it's all about me center about my needs
但是我们看看这个大卫是怎么个祷告
and let's look at what David's prayer
all right Chris thank you okay 让我们来先读神的话 oh by the way 在我今天还在进来这个以前呢、啊、进来我们的经节以前这个整个 structure是一个交叉型的
So this psalm actually is the way is like chasm that is a cross over and to try to find the meaning of it.
像他这边，像说 ，for example， 他的第一节啊，跟第二节，跟这个第七节跟第八节是对的。像他这个前面说，哎呀，主啊，你听我的祷告，但是后面神给他的祷告。事情还环境都还没有变呢，他心变了。
And so the verse 1, 2, and 7, 8, there is some of the contrast. In the beginning, talk about his prayer, but then later, when things have God has not answered his prayer, but his attitude has changed.
然后到了那个第二节的时候，他就说啊，你们这个就讲到他们对他的讥笑。然后在第五节那边也是，人家就说哦，今天神对你有什么好处？你没有，你这信主没什么好处。
And the people actually were laughing at David because of what do you gain as a Christian?
然后最重要的第是3, 4, 5，这个是最中间的问题，最中间的。
And but the theme is verse 3 to 5。
呀，所以他今天这个，我听也有人讲说，当你读这个交叉的这种的 structure，
When you try to study this kind of structure,
你要找最中间的，它是那个 key， 它是那个钥匙。
And central verse usually is right in the middle.
啊，我们就看看今天这他这边是怎么讲的哈。
Let's read the chapter 4 together.
然后我们来先读中文，然后再读英文。我们现在在读中文的时候，你就看第一节、第二节。那第一节这是完全的祷告，第二节他就是对这些他今天所碰到的人家在议论他的。第三节然后他就说他开始在身边祷告的时候。他慢慢得到答案。
And the verse one talk about how he started to pray, and second one talk about that people were start talk about him, and thirdly then talk about his response.
我们来一起来，显我为义的神啊，我呼吁你的时候，求你应允。我在困苦中，你曾使我宽广。现在求你怜悯我，听我的祷告。你们这上流人啊，你们将我的尊荣要变成羞辱。要到几时呢？你们喜爱虚谎，寻找虚假，要到几时呢？你们要知道，耶和华已经分别虔诚的人归他自己。我求告耶和华，他必听我。
Hear me when I call, O God, on my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long, O your sons of men?Will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? But now that the Lord has set apart for himself that who is godly, the Lord will hear when I call to him.
Yeah, 在这边就是让我们看到大卫他到神面前的祷告哈。
And let's look at how David prayed to God.
我们有的时候啊。到这晚上祷告的时候，跟神祷告是办事的祷告。
And so sometimes when we pray, it's more like a business, it's routine.
没有那个呼吁的祷告。
We don't have this desire, really want to pray to God.
啊，他说我的显我为义的神，我呼吁你的时候，求你应允我。
So hear me when I call God, please listen to me.
哇，然后他在到神面前的时候，他是有那个整个心给。带出来。
He poured his heart out when he prayed.
然后当他看到第一个他，然后他今天到神面，第一个他看到神谁是神。
At first he see who God is.
啊，今天我们到神面前来的时候祷告，我们今天对神是怎么个态度
？And so what is our attitude when we pray?
有的时候我们今天是到神面前祷告的时候，我们看到我们的神是不是只是像一个活菩萨
？And it's just like a life of a Buddha that whatever we pray, then he answer.
啊，神啊，我谢谢你给我这个好处。
And God, thank you for giving me something good.
啊，你为什么这个好处还没给我
？Why you have not given that to me？
哇，为什么神他会有的时候这些好处不给我们呢
？And why is God has not given to certain things to us？
你的智慧还是神的智慧
？God has a better wisdom or a higher wisdom or we do。
当我们今天看到神到神面前的时候，特别是在晚上没有人来打扰你的时候，只有你。跟神在一起的时候
When we pray before the Lord, no disturbance at night.
啊，你这个时候你看到神，他是已经称你为义的人。
And God already called you righteous.
哇，我觉得这一句话，这句他说称我为义的神啊，或显我为义的。
And say call you are the righteous.
啊，所以我们今天看到，我们想一想到这个 righteous 这个称义。觉得我们是一个义人哈
，and because we are righteous，
哇！但是我有的时候我们看看我们今天这个大罪不犯，小罪不断哈。
And sometimes we may not commit a bigger sin, but we have very often to smaller sins.
我们怎么是义人呢
？But what is a righteous？
啊，这个是因为神，我们今天到神面前的时候，神是看到我们是借着耶稣基督的宝血。
And because what God calls us a righteous, because Jesus the precious blood.
所以我们今天到神面前来的时候，我们今天是你真是有这个信心，神啊，我今天到你面前来，你显我为义，是因为你今天施恩给我了，你今天已经称为我为义了。
And so we come before the Lord that because you call us righteous is that because of the faith.
所以今天不管外面的环境是怎么样
，despite the circumstance outside，
那就算这个敌人在那边议论我
，and even the enemy are talking about me，
你介不介意？
Do you mind?
你今天到神面前，人家在讲说，在说你不好，你怎么样不好，怎么样不好。你到神面前，我今天是以神看我为什么为主。
And I really care about what God sees me.
样像那个保罗他也是说在哥林多前书第四章 第四节他说你们今天不管你们今天再怎么样 论断我这个对我没有关系。
I care very little if I'm being judged by others.
他说甚至连我自己的我都不论断。
I do not even judge myself.
因为判断我的乃是神。
Because the, what is judging me is God.
弟兄姐妹当我们到神面前祷告的时候说啊，显我为义的神的时候，哇，这句话里面真是让我们坦然无惧。借着耶稣基督的宝血，哇，我们今天可以坦然无惧的到父神的面前。
Now we can come before the Lord without any any barriers.
哇，所以他在这个地方，他就说是称我们为公义的神
，and called us the facing our righteous God.
然后第二个，他今天就说啊，我今天到你面前向你求恩典，求这个relief 或者说求来求这个解决我的这个困难。
And so when I come before you, please relieve my misery.
但是他是靠着什么？他说是因为靠着我以前的经验。
But it's according to what my experience in the past.
所以在这个英文里面，他是说，当我在这个 stress 的时候，你给我 relieved 是一个过去式。
And so in the English version, talk about relief was the past tense.
然后在有的这个翻译里面，特别是在这个King James 他的翻译，我都觉得King James 他跟着原文的最准的一个。
And so, but the King James translation is more accurate.
他说借着这样子的这个困难 ，you enlarge me， 你让我宽广。
And through those difficulty, you enlarged me.
哇，今天像今天刚才的诗歌，我们今天神有没有答应我们每天都是天是蓝色的天
？So just like the song we sang earlier, has God promised everything just like we have a blue sky?
但是神他今天是要你经历他。
But God wants us to experience Him.
所以刚才诗歌每次当我这个一赞美你的时候
，Every time when I praise you,
神就工作了。
God start to work.
哇，在这个我们今天在服事上面，你也是有的时候也看到。
Very often when we serve, it's similar.
啊，今天这个给你排你带主日学。
And sometimes we it's your turn to do teach Sunday school.
你是不是一开始你也是 under stress?
And you under 你经历过很多的压力。
是，你真是我们那个天来，他最近今天才教带完我们这个死刑的这个 topic.
And Tim, brother Tim, recently just finished the topic of a death penalty.
哇，他说他已经花了几个月的时间在里面，每天都写一点，每天写一点。
He said he spent few months try to learn and try to study.
然后下个礼拜是那个包弟兄，包弟兄也是，他说他已经在准备了，自己很忙，现在。
And so brother Bao and also has spent months and to prepare.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，常常也就是在我们的这样子的这个 distress 的时候，我们是不是经历到神的宽广
？And during the distress, do we experience God?
啊，所以我在想，是特别还有我们小组也是，当我们那个喜乐小组每次都要读那么多的书，然后大家来分享。
And so our joy group have to study a lot and to share.
有的人就说：“哎，我不能这样，我不能做，我不能做。
”And sometimes people say it's too much. I really cannot do it.、
啊、所以有的人就很安安逸逸的参加聚会。
And sometimes we just like get away, maybe not able to, not to teach.
但是我们大家都知道，当你在准备聚会的时候，所以得到最多的是你。
And but we all know that when you prepare the lesson, who learn the most is yourself.
哇，神他今天借着这样子的这种的压力，让我们变得更宽广。
And so difficulty, then he enlarged us.
哇，在这个原文里面，他也讲，他说，当我们在这个受苦难的时候，是讲到是讲我们的走这个窄巷子。
And so when we go through very difficulty, it's also more like a passing a very narrow valley, narrow street.
当你经过的时候，哇，你就看到那个宽广。
But once you pass that little alley, that you will see the big wide area.
我们真是求主，上个礼拜我们有这个年会，牧师已经把明年的这个。我们教会的方向都跟大家分享了。
Last week we had ACM that Pastor Chen shared the future goal next year.
你要不要得到祝福
？Do you want to be blessed？
你是不是在神面前求主借着你在教会新的服事宽广你
And so do you want to God bless you through your new service? And then your God will enlarge you.
哇，在这个地方哈，我也想到那个我们以前小的时候，我妈妈就给我们看的天路历程，天路历程，你们不知道有没有看过？
When I was little, that have you ever read that way? My mother read the book, the Pilgrim's Journey or Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah, 这一本书现在他们，我今天看到，我注意到他们美国教会的主日学，他们现在正在有一班正在看这一篇。
And one of the Sunday school class in the National Church also studying Pilgrim's Progress.
在这个天路历程里面呢、啊。他今天都常常会碰到我们基督徒所常常会碰到的东西。
In the Pilgrim's Progress, talk about a lot of issues that Christians usually face.
啊，在这个他都是碰到一些都是难处的时候。
And especially that talk about some of the some difficulty.
今天神他要借着难处，反而是要建立我们的信心。
And through those difficulty that build our faith.
在它里面呢，它有一个叫做 beautiful house 好像是。
And there's a beautiful, I think, beautiful palace.
有一个很漂亮的一个地方。但是呢，当这个人呢，这个 pilgrim， 当这个基督徒他在里面走路的时候，当就快要到的时候。
And so there's a pilgrim that when he almost reached that place.
啊，他看到旁边就是两个大狮子在那边要在这边好像要咬他。
There was a two lions seems going to take him over.
然后很多人他们走的一看到这个大狮子就逃掉了。
And many Christians when passed by those two lions, they run away from it.
然后当他也想要也要跑走的时候
，When he was ready to leave,
这个美丽的这个房子的这边有一个人在里面，他的勇气，他的名字叫好像是勇气。
And the porter of the palace, his name is Courage.
他说过来就过来。
And come over.
所以他就赶快冲过去。
So he runs through it.
当他冲过去一看，狮子嘶吼叫。
And so when he passing by, those two lions were roaring.
但是这两只狮子的脚被铁链捆的。
But those the feet of the lion were chained.
今天在里面的给我们的意思就是说，我们今天在对神的信心上面。
And this talk about is our faith to the Lord.
常常是有些困难。你是觉得你过不去了
，and it is very difficult. You cannot pass it.
但是当我们过去以后，你就发现这些困难的脚都是被神的铁链抓住的。
But then when you passing through, you will see that those difficulty were chained by God.
弟兄姐妹们，你们现在有没有正在经历就是有困难
？And sisters and brothers, that do you facing some difficulties?
你是不是你今天看到这些困难，你是被他吓走的
？When you facing the difficulty and you are scared，
你还是你今天看，你今天可以信任我们的神，因为今天这个给我们的困难后面有神的手，那个铁链抓住这个狮子。
And but war, you can see the hands of those difficulties behind it。
今天常常有这个苦难，是让我们信心。在增长的一个神用的工具。
And there's time, there's suffering, but God uses it to strengthen us.
然后在刚才我们读的地方，他就讲到，他说要到几何几时呢？
And、
要到几时呢
？And when is how long is it going to last?
用了两次的时间。
And it's talk about twice.
今天我们在美国哈，都是很喜欢这个 instant coffee 哈。
And so we in United States, we love instant coffee.
像现在这个以前的时候，他们咖啡的打好了以后啊，这个然后还要煮 percolate， 然后啪啦啪啦啪啦啪啦，过了一阵子啊，你才有这个好的咖啡喝。
And so in the past, you have to boil the water and then to have a good coffee to enjoy.
今天都是 Keurig， 一按。
So right now you have a Keurig is immediately that you can have a good coffee.
哇！但是我今天神，他今天如果是这个 instant 基督徒的话。我们都没有任何跟神的经历。
And so if we become an instant Christian, that we probably lose the opportunity to experience God.
今天我们在任何的环境里面，神他今天把我们摆在里面，并不是要马上把我们的问题给拿掉。
And very often we're in those circumstances, God is not removing our difficulty right away.
就是因为神他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他没有把我们放弃。
And he never give up on us.
我们今天如果说是像这个天路历程的，他在那边走，他就一下放弃了，那今天那他什么东西都学不到。
And so just like this Christian in the pilgrim's progress, if he give up right away, he will never learn.
啊，所以他今天神他今天借着这个时间，当我们今天没有学好的话，这个信心还没学好，神会让我们这个环境还在摆我们，还在摆在。
And so if we not learning through the difficulty, then the environment may be still unchanged.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹们，你在哪些这个困境里面，是不是已经很久了
？And have you been stuck in the difficulty for a long period of time?
你是不是到神面前说，你还要多久，还要到几时呢
？And you will continue to complain to God, how long are you going to do this, and how long will last?
啊，我们今天到神面前的时候说，神啊，谢谢你让我在经历这样子的时间的经过。
Or rather, you come to the Lord, so thank you.To let us experience those difficulties.
啊，今天当我们碰到困境的时候，不让我们今天只是说，神啊，把这个困境拿掉。
When we facing the difficulty, we're not asking God to remove those issues.
今天在困境的时候，是我们真正在神面前的祷告，像这个大卫，他的祷告真是求主增加我的这个信心，让我胜过这个环境。
And so, rather like a David's prayer is that, do not removing those difficulties, but rather we have a faith to overcome.
Yeah, 然后我们再看到第三个，当这边他又讲到对他的这个仇敌。
And so then we look verse 2, talk about facing the enemies.
他说是，就像刚才在第三章的时候，那第三章的时候他就说，你把我的这个神的荣耀是，就是神给他的荣耀，他说。你要把我的神的荣耀变成虚这个羞辱到几时呢
？And so how long will it take that change the glory to shame？
啊，今天有的时候我们真是，我们今天在我们的生活里面，我们觉得今天是神，他今天已经是给我们有这个神的宝血所买回来，有这个神儿子的这个身份。
And we have an identity as a son of God。
但是我们今天在这个社会活起来的时候
But when we actually live in the society
真是像是在这个活得像一个逃犯似的
But we live like a fugitive
啊，真是当这个一个逃犯他逃出去的时候他就化妆的自己跟大家周围人很像
And fugitives usually try to make up to blend in the crowd
啊，因为他们把他就这样子的话人家不容易认出他
And so people cannot identify as a fugitive
我们今天在社会上生活的时候是不是有的时候我们把神的荣耀当作我们的羞辱然后我们就把我们自己也跟世界上一样
And so very often we take God's glory into shame we just identify as a non-Christian
然后他说你们这个要喜欢这个虚妄跟寻找虚假
And so there you like those things more like in delusions.
Yeah, 所以他在这边是讲什么？我想就把经文也摆上来哈。
And so let's look at the verse.
所以他这边就说什么是虚妄
？And so what talk about what is let me see the worthlessness.
Yeah, 他在里面就说，本来你今天就是没有价值的东西，你在那边在那追求。
And you are seeking those worthless things.
哇，真正有的时候，你今天看我们今天这个 fugitive， 他这个逃犯出来，他跟化妆的跟大家一样哈。
And fugitive is just identified like everybody else。
所以，我们今天游在世界上是不是我们今天有的时候也是看我们的银行的存款
？And so we just only pay attention to a bank account。
我们今天就看他穿什么衣服
？And what other people, what kind of people?
开什么车子
？Where and or what kind of car?
住什么房子
？And what kind of house?
这真的有价值吗
？And are those things really worth something?
哇，今天当我们面对主的时候，你说：“哎呀，神啊，我今天在你面前，我在世界上的时候，我开 Mercedes Benz。”
And so when you're facing Lord, you tell God, "I drive Mercedes Benz."
神说：“What is that?"
God would say, "Doesn't matter to me."
哇，然后我们今天，然后他这个寻找虚假，他有个翻译是寻找假神。
And so to talk about the worthlessness, usually talk about false God.
什么是假神？就是我生活上面的我的依靠。
And what's a false god is something that we depend in our life.
你是不是有的时候就要靠一些东西，你要的东西，你觉得这是你人生的意义
？And there's something that you feel that you only to depend those things is worth it.
哇，大卫在这个时候晚上睡觉的时候，他到神面前就看到今天这个世界，他周围的这些百姓们所追求的。是这些没有价值的东西。
And David's prayer, he can see that people are seeking all those things are worthlessness.
而去找那些没有不能保护他自己的这些这个依靠。
And to find those things to depend on.
所以像这个大卫，他知道他是被神膏的。
And the God, David was anointed by God.
但是亚撒龙却用他的这个俊美，靠他的这个能力，跟这个很好的这个social network， 啊，他今天所有的很多人都去跟着他。
But his son rather uses beauty and his charm to attract people to follow him.
所以大卫这时候看到的是看到这些人没有看到神，就是看到那些虚妄的，而且看到那。那些这个虚假的东西。
And David actually can see those things that people follow are worthless and a falsehood.
我们反过来，我们今天在追求什么
？So when we look at ourselves, what are we looking for?
我们今天在神面前，我们向神求的是什么
？What are we asked for from God?
你是不是今天我们今天所求的到神面前，神啊，求你让我做什么事情很顺利
？And you ask God everything I do.Help me to be smooth.
还是说你今天神啊，求你帮祝福我啊，让我去买个彩券。
And bless me to have won lottery.
然后让我今天让我生活可以更好。
And I have a better life.
但是你看到今天这个大卫他所看到的。
And you see what David see.
他要更亲近主。
You want to be closer to God.
在这个圣经也讲说，要我们神他是要我们磨成神儿子。
More like a son of God.
只有当我们在见主面的时候，这些东西神看得到。
And only those kind of thing that will when we facing God that is valuable.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在真求主帮助我们，明年让我们所追求的，真是在以后都可以在永恒里面留得住的东西。
So whatever we pursue next year that has an eternal value.
然后再看看他这个大卫，他面对他自己。
And with David facing himself.
Yeah, 他说看到他说神他已经分别了这一他自己的人。
And God has set apart for himself.
哇，今天我看到你被神所set us分别为圣的。
God has already set us apart.
我想那个当然很多太太都像希林一样。
A lot of wives like me.
在这个家里面。橱柜子里面有一套这个吃饭的用具。
And in our cabinet has our regular dinner plates.
是不是只有到盛大的晚餐的时候，你就哇这些这个瓷的陶瓷的东西都拿出来了
？And only during the very big party, all those china were taken out.
啊，平常你吃饭的时候啊，就是普通的盘子也无所谓，被你接下就给你洗碗的时候，嘣。打破了也无所谓。
And during the regular days, we just use some of those ordinary plates and silverware.
弟兄姐妹们，神看我们不是那样子的 plate.
And God does not look at us as that kind of a plate.
他把我们都已经分别出来是为他自己。
He already set us apart for himself.
弟兄姐妹，你在生活里面是不是还有的时候在那边发脾气
？And very often you're angry easily.
哇，你今天的发脾气，你今天甩东西，这个盘子又破了。
And you can throw dishes, and then we'll break the dishes.
还是说，今天我们看到像大卫，他就看到，他说神已经分别这些，就归他这些人归给他了。
And David seeing that he has been set apart by God.
啊，我们今天晚上祷告的时候，神啊，我真谢谢你在今天的我的生活里面，你把我分别为圣。
And when we pray, we thank the Lord that we have been set apart.
Yeah, 我们今天是一个蒙恩的身份。
We have this special identity of redeemed.
今天在这个哥林多前书六章二十节，他也讲说，神他是以重价把我们买回的。
Bought with a heavy price.
哇，我们为的是什么？荣耀神。
To glorify God.
哇，他说神他是把我们买回来，就表示说。原来我们都是属于神的。
And so he bought us back because we belong to him.
但是撒旦借着罪把我们全部都变成了与神远离。
And because of sin, Satan separated us from God.
哎，弟兄姐妹，当我们到神面前祷告的时候，谢谢你借着宝血，我们又归回神当初创造我们的身份。
Lord, we want to thank you because your precious blood that we can reconcile with you.
所以在他祷告的时候，他说：“哈，他说这边耶和华已经分别这个虔诚的人归于他。我求告耶和华，他必听我的。
”And the God for the righteous that God will listen to us.
我们今天有时候祷告的时候说：“神啊，我今天给你 choice one, two, three, four。”
And very often, our prayer is like a multiple choices.
你在里面自己选一个。
And you pick one.
啊，神，他今天是给你的环境，不是在你这个四个里面。
But if God give you the environment, it's not in the your choices.
神没有听我的祷告。
So God did not listen to my prayer.
啊，今天我到神面前的时候，真是你今天看看，今天神没有听你祷告的时候，也是要你认识神。
And even though God did not listen to your prayer, also still want you to know Him.
哇，今天有的时候我们今天祷告，神就按照我们的需，我们向神求的，神他给我们。
And sometimes we pray, God will give it to us.
神他今天有的时候给我们向神求的，他今天没有给我们。
But sometimes He does not give it to us.
但是他也听了我们的祷告。
But He still listens our prayers.
然后有的时候，今天神，我们今天向神的祷告，你会发现过了几个月，过了几年。神才回答。
And sometimes the answer will be after a few months or a few years.
你就发现在过去这两三的这个月在这几年里面，是因为你其实还不 ready for 神的 answer.
And but very often God prepares for those last few months or years that we were not ready.
我们是神他所分别的。
And God has set us apart.
你祷告的时候，你晚上祷告的时候，你跟神中间你说谢谢主，我今天被你分别为圣。
And we need to pray to God that thank you for set us apart.
Yeah, 所以我想我们今天是看到我们的身份哈。
And we need to see our identity first.
然后在下面第四节跟第五节。
And let's look at the verse 4 and 5.
啊，这就是它的最中心的地方哈。
And this is the center of this passage.
你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪，在床上的时候要心里思想，并要肃静，当献上公义的祭，又当依靠耶和华。
And be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord.
哇，在这边呢哈，真是当我们今天到神面前祷告的时候，最主要的 key 可以把这几个经文解开的在这里。
And so that key is right here.
我们要有一个敬畏神的心。
And we have a heart that is reverent of the Lord.
在这个圣经上，它还有这个字，还有个解释，就是那个敬畏，这个畏惧。
And so there sometimes that you have use a different word, use the actually, angry.
然后还可以有一个翻译叫做 standing in awe.
And 在神面前看起来真的这么站在他面前这样的敬畏他。
哇，他这个不但说是敬畏，有点是。这样子的感觉。
And it's almost like frightened or just in awe.
哇，今天我们今天在安静的时候，我们今天要对这些困难的时候，要神唯一给我们改变的，我们今天看到神，哇，神你是这样子的神。
And we, when we pray to God, when we come before God, we need to be in awe because He's such an amazing God.
然后在这个翻译里面也包括了。不要犯罪，就是生气，不要犯罪。
Here that also include to be angry but without sinning.
对吧？在圣经里面，他并没有说神，他并没有要我们拒绝我们感情哈。
And so in the Bible, never deny our emotions.
什么意思？生气
？Can we be angry?
神让我们生气。
Yeah, yes, yeah.
有借口了。
Yeah, it is okay that angry is allowed.
但是不要是犯罪。
But angry without sin.
当我们今天对有的时候这个在这边从这个这个生气里面来看的时候，我们今天常常会让我们的肉体把这些恨人的东西这个求神报应他的祷告的时候，你在这边告状的祷告，常常有哈。
And very often we're angry, we let our emotion control, we take it over, say, oh, curse others.
所以在这边也可以翻译说，你今天这个 emotion。是反而是看到神啊，是神是这样子的神。
And during the emotion, you see God is a wonderful God.
神不要让我们的情感来捆绑我们今天的生命。
And God does not want our emotion to become bondage our life.
然后他这边也讲说，叫我们要思想神的话。
And we need to meditate His words.
啊，我们今天在床上要专心思想哈。
And we need to meditate only.
要心里面思想。
And we need to really meditate in our heart.
你这个思想什么东西？
What do you meditate?
所以在这边思想就是神的话。
And God's words.
所以今天让我神的话在我们心里面。
and God's words that it meditate in our hearts.
然后在这个还有一个翻译啊，一个英文的，它叫 commune with yourself， 就是你跟你自己讲话。
And so there's another translation 说跟你自己沟通。
哇，你今天真像大卫在他诗篇里面，他常常有这样子的东西。
Very often that the King David that talk about that.
他的诗篇他说，我的心啊，你为何忧闷
？Why you are in sorrow, my heart？
哇，他常常就是对自己讲话。
Very often he talk to himself。
弟兄姐妹，这一开始的时候，他说看到神的影啊，这被神他自己所这样子的惊怎么惊讶到
？And so when he look at himself that before God that he was in awe。
然后转过来说，我的心啊，你当仰望耶和华。
And so turn around, say, search me, O Lord, that you need to look up to the Lord.
呀，或者说是今天在跟自己讲话的时候，叫我们心里思想的时候，可能是有我们的罪。
And so when we meditate, then we need to examine ourselves if there is sin against God.
所以在诗篇139篇第23跟24节这样子。
And in Psalm 139, 23 and 24.
我们很多人也会唱这首诗歌哈。
And a lot of people know how to sing the song.
他说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
And so search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
And to see if there's any offensive way in me.
引导我走永生的道路。
And lead me in the way everlasting.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，当我们今天到神面前的时候
，When we come before the Lord.
真是到，特别是在晚上，没有只有你跟神的时候
，Only between you and God.
你跟自己讲说，哈，我今天在神面前有机会，又有机会认罪了。
And so I can come to confess our sins.
然后我今天又有机会在神面前祷告，求神引导我走永生的路。
And so I can pray to God to lead me in the way everlasting.
然后他这个然后完了以后，他就叫说你们 be still， 那肃静。
And to be still.
然后在诗篇46篇第十节，他就说你们要休息或者肃静。知道我是神。
And you need to be still that know I'm the God.
常常有时候晚上我们祷告的时候，我们还是心里面在那边想办法，怎么样在祷告的时候都跟神讲，教神怎么样把你的环境从环境出来。
And very often in our prayer, we will try to tell God how to change the circumstances.
真的有的时候你看，你去听听，有的时候我们去祷告的时候，我们是变成是给神的，我们是神的谋士啊。
And so sometimes we are God's wise men. Try to tell God what to do.
我们把事情解释给神，好像神不 understand.
And so we try to explain to God our circumstances because He does not understand our needs.
而且有的时候我们跟神讲说，求主怎么样做，按照我的办法做。
But very often we pray that do what I want.
但是我想这次退休会，牧师带领我们在神面前有这个肃静的、安静的。
And during our church retreat, that we have a time to be still.
我记得那天早上，我们就是在有两个小时，大家你去找你自己喜欢的那个风景的地方，你就坐在那里。
And one day we had 2 hours to try to find your favorite spot and try to be still.
你今天就是在那边，就是只是要么就是听圣诗，或者同样时间你可以看神的话语。
And either you can listen to the hymns or reading God's words.
哇，我那天在里面走来走，找来找去，想找一个好的地方。
And so I was looking for really a great spot.
结果，哎呀，一个好棒的地方，可以看到海的，被我们的梅弟兄老大坐在那边。
So I found a good spot, but Brother May already took it over.
Yeah, 我们今天是要找一个好的地方，为了帮助我们在神面前有安静。
Very often we think we need the perfect spot to help us to be still.
啊，今天也要找在我们生活环境里面，在我特别是我觉得是晚上的时候，你眼睛闭起来，哎，你可以想到在伊甸园的情形。
And so when at night you can imagine the Garden of Eden.
啊，这个神与我，我与神在 Garden 里面，在这个花园里，我与主同在。
And me and God and God and me we walk in the garden.
呀，我们今天这而且在这时候退休会的时候。特别借着神的话，我们可以听神的声音。
And so through God's words that during the retreat we can listen to His words.
然后他说就是，然后献上，他说我今天要献上这个公义的祭。
And we need to offer that righteous offering.
这是什么是公义的祭
？What is the righteous offering？
这些公义的祭都不是我们的义，这是我们的认罪的祭。
But is something that we confess to the Lord.
哇，今天这个大卫，他今天这个犯的这个大罪哈，这个是在淫乱的罪，又把他们的丈夫也弄死了啊。
And、
但是神他今天这个原谅他了。
And so God forgive even the King David that committed adultery and murder.
Yeah, 我们今天到神面前，不是我们今天我们为神做了些什么好东西。
And it's not very often we come before the Lord of what we have done for the Lord.
我们今天所献的祭是我们认罪悔改的祭。
And the offering is about ask God forgiven.
所以你看圣经上旧约的时候，这个献祭其实都是让我们回想，想到我们的犯罪。
Very often in the Old Testament talk about offering is about our sins.
然后再同时想到神他赦罪的恩典。
And talk about his forgiven blessing.
哇，这样子我们今天到神面前的时候，哇，有这样子，他说你我已经也献上我的公义的祭。
And we offer this righteous offering.
然后我可以倚靠耶和华。
So we can rely on God.
Yeah, 在这倚靠耶和华，就是我们今天把我们的事情交托给神呢。
But everything we have, that let God take over.
Yeah, 我也就常常讲到我父亲，他在讲到的时候，他也曾经把我们这些乱七八糟的这些困境。
And so very often I remember my dad's preaching that we in the midst of our chaos.
常常就像大卫这样子赖皮，神啊，给你了。
And just like David, that he said.God, I'm no longer in control. I'm going to all give it to you.
啊，这也是我们的交托。
And this is something we lift it up to the Lord.
我们要倚靠耶和华。
We depend on Him.
不要，你不要把这个问题我想办法来解决。
And sometimes do not think about how you're going to solve the issues.
把你这些环境，神啊，你的智慧高过我的智慧，给你了。
And God's the wisdom is higher than ours, so let God take it over.
让我们来信靠主。
So we can depend on Him.
OK, 然后现在他现在有了这样子的有了这样子的祷告，有了这样子的交托，然后他下面一个。
And so after his prayer, so next.
然后他这边还是在第六节到第八节，我们一起来念哈。
And let's read verse 6-8.
有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处呢？耶和华，求你扬起脸来光照我们，你使我心里快乐，胜过丰收五谷的新酒的人。我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你，耶和华是我安然居住的。
There are many who say that who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart more than in the season that the grain and wine increased. I will both lay down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
啊，这我们再看看今天。今天我们到世界上看看世界上人他们所求的是什么。
And let's look the world what people are looking for.
啊，这是然后你看看他在这个世界上他所求的是什么。
And what the people are looking for.
他说这个他有人 who will show us 他有谁啊、哦、中文的哈。他说有谁能指示我们有什么好处呢
？Who will show us any good?
所以有的时候我们常常有的时候基督徒我们也在外面碰到他们说你们信主对你有什么好处
And very often some non-Christian will say to us what do you get any benefit to believing God?
See, 今天你们这个跟我们一样我们今天有痛苦你也有痛苦所以信主有什么好处
And there's no different than us that when you're suffering, we have suffering as well.
哇所以今天在这个还是回到这边哈。所以今天我们外面世人所求的东西也还是就是看表面的。
And people who are the world seeking is on the surface.
而且他这边讲是暂时的饱足他们今天说哦你今天给我的这个食物这些食物哈 是有新我的五谷跟这个新酒。
And all, very often those are the temporary help is just like the food and the wine.
今天这是他们所看到的暂时可以填饱他们的肚子
And those are the things that will satisfy them temporarily.
是不是我们今天也常常求的也是在
And
就在这个范围里面
And isn't that something we ask for as well?
这个礼拜我在 Costco 那边碰到有一个姐妹她以前在我们这边聚会的
And I have met a sister who used to come to our church at Costco.
哇她就跟我在那边谈的时候她就哇把这个苦诉都讲出来
And so when she was talking to me, that she shared a lot of her bitterness.
她说神不喜欢我。
And actually, she said, God does not even like me.
她说我从小的时候就被父母亲给送到别人家去养罪。
And so I was abandoned by my parents when I was young.
然后等到这个，等我在那边生大病的时候，他们又把我送回父母亲家里来。
And so when I was extremely sick, my foster parents sent me back to my real parents.
啊，他说我今天，他说你看今天在我这个圣路易斯 Bispo 全部的中国人里面，我今天混这个混的最糟糕的。
And so among all the Chinese in Central Coast, I'm doing the worst.
啊，我现在又离婚了。
I was divorced.
我现在又没有房子。
I don't have any house.
我也没有孩子。
I don't have any children.
他说今天每一个人都比我好。
Everybody's better than me.
Wow, 我们在那边谈，在那边谈，在那边谈。
And we discussed the issue for a long time.
啊，还好上次我分享过这个诗篇的第三篇哈。
And so I remember why I share with you the Psalm chapter 3.
上次她不在场，所以我还可以再重讲
一次。So I can share that with her when she wasn't here.
所以我就说，记得在这个大卫在那边讲，神是我四围的盾牌。
But he is my my shield.
他是我的荣耀。
He's my glory.
他又使我抬起头的。
He is the one I can lift up, look at him.
我说我们今天不要再只是看到环境。
And do not only focus on the circumstances.
当我们看到环境，环境就把我越拉越低，越拉越下去。
We only focus on the surface that will drag us down.
我们今天所要看的是看到神他自己。
We need to look at only God himself.
所以世人所求的，他今天就是看到周围的东西。
And what the world was seeking is that what we have on the surface.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是神所分别的，神他放到旁边专门为他所用的人。
And he has set us apart that he want to use us.
啊，我们今天所看的，不要再看这个这样子这个世界上的东西。
And let's not only look what the world we're looking for.
啊，在里面谈谈谈谈谈谈的，他也很高兴。他说啊，你知道我明年三月我要去这个以色列。
And so actually, after we talked for a while, she said, you know, I'm going to go to Israel next March.
啊，他说我到以色列的时候，他说在约旦河里面，我还可以重新受洗，然后我可以经历神。
And she said, I can be rebaptized again when I go to the Jordan River.
她才这么一讲完，她说啊，我又是借着要看环境来帮助我。
So then she realized that she's looking for the circumstances again.
她说啊，我不会再，我不需要到这个约旦河去受洗了。
I don't really need to be rebaptized again.
Yeah, 真的，只有当我们今天看到神的时候，你就发现今天这个人的这个我们对神的信仰。的信心就这样带起来了。
When we focus on God, then our faith will be strengthened.
所以你看那个大卫他怎么说？他说我的他就用这个这个民数记六章24-26节。
So then here what David says he's using the numbers.
所以当他今天碰到环境的时候，被人家讥笑的时候
，When he was teased, and what did he say?
他说愿耶和他就用他这边的说用耶和华的脸光照你。
And look the God'sface shine upon you.
哇，他是用这个这个神给这个这个祭司祝福百姓的话语来这样子讲。
And those words are the priests try to blessing the people.
那这也是我们今天在安静的时候自己对自己讲话，用神的话语来对我们自己讲话。
And very often we need to speak when we talk to us that we need to use God's words.
然后在这边说，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
And let God make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
And Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace.
愿耶和华向你扬脸。
And so He turn His face.
赐你平安。
Give you peace.
神他今天真是给我们的不是物质上的东西。
And very often what God gives us is not the materialism, and rather He gives us the peace.
所以今天当这神他今天给我们荣光来照耀我们的时候，给我们可以让我们反射神他的荣光。
And very often when He makes His face shine, that we can reflect His glory.
让我们今天的生活会变成以神为乐，而不是以物质为乐。
And so our center, that happiness coming from the God.Not for material.
我们今天向神所求的是别人没有人可以帮我们夺取的。
And whatever we ask God is nobody can take it away.
然后在下面就是唯有神啊，他可以让我们安然睡觉。
Only God that we can lie down in peace and sleep.
哇，好，这是好，这个好，很多人很羡慕啊。
And a lot of people envy that.
哇，我们今天只经过我们这样的祷告，经过我们今天看到我们在神面前的的身份。
And when we see our identity, when we pray to God,
经过我们今天在神面前的这个献祭
and through the offering,
哇，今天神， 他要给我们安然睡觉。
He will let us lay down in peace.
然后这个在这个安然的居住，然后在我们的全部的这个危险中间啊，都可以有神的保守。
And then we can be protected during the danger.
我们越这个环境越大，这个困境越大
，the more difficulty we have.
我们成长的这个也越深。
And we grow deeply.
啊，有的时候真是有的时候神没有这个我们碰这么大的问题，但是神他还不拿走，但是我们只知道神他要深深的改变我们。
And very often the difficulty never was never removed, but God want to change us.
Yeah, 今天这个神他今天给我们的信心不但只是喜乐哈。
And the faith not only the joy.
而且他有这个平安。
Also with peace.
上个礼这个前天美玲在带我们在看约翰福音的时候也是讲，我今天要走要留下平安。
And the Maylin, Sister Maylin was leading us in the Bible study. Talk about, I'm going to leave the peace to you.
Yeah, 所以今天在这个喜乐，可能有的人会给你暂时的喜乐。
And very often that we have a temporary joy or happiness.
但是没有一个人可以给你平安。
And nobody can really give you the true peace.
但是神，耶稣他就说，我今天要走了，我今天留下平安，是没有人可以赐的，没有人可以给你。
Nobody can give you the peace that I'm leaving to you.
所以今天真是我们今天在我们里面有这个平安，神他是掌权的。
God is in control because we have that peace.
今天我们的生活，我们今天的工作辛劳，今天生活环境不一样，但是我们知道这都是神他在后面掌管的。
And God is in control behind all the difficulties.
然后他这边也是说，他说他是你是我唯一的神。
You're my only God.
哇，你是我。唯一让我可以安然睡觉的。
You are the only God that can let me down, lay down in peace and sleep.
我们的神，他是一个守约的神。
And He is a God with a covenant.
哇，他今天给我们这样子的应许，他要爱我们，而且爱我们到底。
He gave us a promise. He loves us to the end.
然后当耶稣出生的时候，他说他的名他是以马内利。
And His name was Emmanuel.
神要与我们同在。
He will be with us.
我们何必自己一个人在那边受痛苦
？And why we didn't need to suffer alone?
他是一个赐平安的神。
He is a God that giving us peace.
在这个腓立比书四章第七节里面，他讲说。
Philippians chapter 4:7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里。保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
今天这个神给我们的平安是我们没有办法理解的。
We cannot fathom that the peace that God has given to us.
哇，今天神他在耶稣基督里，而且他要保守我们的心怀意念。
And He will continue to guard our hearts.
哈，所以真是借着这个大卫的这个晚上的这样子的祷告。
And through God, David's evening prayer.
让我们真是能够面对明年2023年。
Then we can continue face 2023.
让我们从这个物质上面的祝福转到神他自己。
And focus the blessing of the materialism to focus on God himself.
然后求神借着这些苦难宽广我们的心。
And through difficulty to continue to expand or enlarge us.
啊，这是让我们学会赖皮哈，把今天我们的环境交给神。
And we learn to just say, God, take control.
这样子让我们在信心上面也得到宽广。
And discipline the faith.
今天好多这个服事上面，你今天没有参加过的，现在还没有参加的服事，说不定你明年找一个，你会经历神给你的宽广。
And then you've never involved a certain ministry or service. AndPick one and then experience God.
啊，我想就说做一些这个可能的建议哈。
I'll give you a few suggestions.
你如果还没有参加正常的参加祷告会，你去试试看。
I would really encourage you that participate our prayer meetings.
你把你自己那个平常这个晚上对你自己很方便的时间啊，奉献给主。
And then put the prayer meeting the time apart and to give it to the God.
借着祷告会。弟兄姊妹，大家彼此来经历神。
And through the prayer meetings that we all experience God Himself.
可能你还没有参加主日学。
If you have not attended the Sunday school.
或者你甚至还没有教过主日学。
Or you have not teach the Sunday school.
啊，你可能发现，你可能试试看，神他要借着你今天的带领这个主日学，比如说或者带领祷告会，其实把你自己的心更 更像神。
And through leading the Sunday school or leading the prayer meeting, that God has changed you to be more like Him.
然后每一天的这个祷告，晚上的祷告。
And every evening prayer.
让你要不要经历神他的喜乐平安，信心跟他平安。
Do you want to experience His faith and joy and peace?
真是求主帮助我们在神面前有一个安静的心。
And we pray to God that give us a heart that we can be still and be quiet.
让我们能够经历神。
So we can continue to experience Him.
像这个大卫他说，神啊，求你这个选我唯一的神，求你听我的祷告。
And just like David, just listen my prayer.
你看第七节跟第八节。
And look at 7 and 8.
他将今天当他在神面前有了这个思想，有了安静，有了奉这个献祭，然后他今天说。他说你使我心快乐。
And so when he has this offering, he said, you have put gladness in my heart.
我必安然躺下睡觉。
I will both lay down in peace and sleep.
因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
借着大卫的的经历。
Through David's experience,
然后他有他这样子对你的祷告。
He had this prayer to you.
主，我们也今天可以感受到主你自己你为什么你那么觉得大卫是合你心意的人。
We know the why that David is pleasing your heart.
主，他今天虽然是有犯罪。
Even though he has committed sins.
但是他到你面前有清澈的这个悔改。
But he has a very clear understanding and also confess his sins.
然后你也借着让他有这样子，他跌倒的地方，让他变成对你的认识反而宽广。
And so for why he strayed in the past, that he continued to know you, you expanded him.
哦，主，我们在这个时候也求你听我们教会的祷告。
And continue to listen our church's prayer.
我们为了教会的一些姐妹们他们的身体是不舒服。
我们就是continue to pray for special illness of a few sisters.
主，真是借着他们这个身体的病痛
，through their illness，
能够经历到你自己的宽广
，and continue to experience you.
主，让他们今天的受苦不是白受的
，and their suffering is not in vain.
在他们的信心上面是认定你
，and their faith will continue to say, "I'm with you."
求你自己恩待我们
，continue to bless us.
我们再把2023年明年的事工我们的成长都仰望在主面前。
We put 2022-23 our growth and our service into your hands.
真是这样，不是让我们能够超过外面的忙碌，我们在你里面得到你自己给我们的平安跟安息。
We can receive your rest and also the peace.And despite all the busyness,
求你恩待我们。
Continue to bless us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.